The farmers of America are overworked and overstressed. They can barely afford to keep their farms going. Stay tuned to hear how you can help so that you and your family can keep eating the food that they provide. Being raised on a dairy farm in Pulaski, Wisconsin, as a kid, this topic really hits home for me. My dad lived in his tractor, working our 350-acre farmland and being on the news with his knee high by the 4th of July special summer segment each year. This week also marks 2 years that he's been with Jesus. He really loved what he did, and I obviously have a special place in my heart for farmers. I want to make a quick announcement that there is a special article called No Farmers, No Food that appeared in the September 12, 2022 issue of the New American Magazine. In this magazine, you will see an article entitled No Farmers, No Food, and here's the byline. The green global elites are aiming for total food control. Their power grab, which is now most evident in Holland, threatens the entire planet, including the United States. Go to thenewamerican.com for further info on how to check out this must-read article and order the magazine. It's a must. There's also a ton of chatter about the upcoming diesel fuel shortage, which will cause truckers to come to a screeching halt, which also means no food being delivered at your local grocery store. I just shared this with my husband 2 days ago, and lo and behold, yesterday, I got an alert from the End Time Headlines News that Idaho will have empty store shelves as soon as the end of November. Yes, you heard me correctly. That is why it is critical we address the topic of the climate change hoax, because it's all connected. Holly Wellnow and her family have a small family farm that they started off a 20 by 20 foot garden in Northern Ohio. She started speaking out about what is happening to small farms like theirs because farmers don't speak up enough and then get mad when people don't understand. They are trying to grow as much food as possible for her family and their local community, as well as trying to help connect farmers with their neighbors and vice versa. In order to stop the heinous plot to put America in a food shortage crisis our nation has never seen. This is the Counterculture Mom Show. I'm your host, Tina Griffin. Our mission is to wake up the masses, expose the lies of the enemy, and save humanity. No little task, but we are honored to have you on board with us. I want to say a thank you to the crew from the site, theselfevidenttruth.com, theselfevidenttruth.com, for this End Systemic Tyranny t-shirt. That pretty much explains the theme of the week. We're talking this week about the climate change hoax with farmer and personal trainer, Holly Wellnow. Holly, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you doing from the farm there in Ohio?
I'm really good. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So how many acres do you guys farm together as a family?
We've worked our way up to about 130 right now.
Oh, and you've got three kids. Do they help you with plowing the fields, picking the rocks, doing all that jazz?
Oh yeah. Yeah. We couldn't have grown the way we have without them. Honestly, they've had to start driving gators and everything as soon as they were five, because we needed somebody to run from field to field and they had to be able to help.
Do they like working on the farm? I'm sure they just love being adventurous and helping out with the soil and cows and all that.
It depends on the day. Honestly, it depends on like their practices and how late it is. You know, when you have teenagers telling them at 8 o'clock, hey, you still have farm chores to do, and their friends are playing video games. It's not as fun and as glamorous as most people think, but they also understand it's how we eat.
Exactly. And a lot of times I'll tell my kids, we don't live on a farm now, but I'll tell them with the chores and everything going on there, instead of playing video games 24/7, like a lot of kids around this country, we want our children and you want your children to be running the company someday, not being told what to do, but helping manage a team of people. And when my kids see that, I'm like, you know that I'm right. Just give it, you know, 10 years, you'll be thanking me. Right. But you are a hardworking woman. I saw a lot of your videos. You have a lot that you used to plaster on TikTok with waking people up, telling people to get active, help support your local farmers and vice versa. And my blood's already boiling. We barely got into this interview because you just told me that they took down your TikTok account. Tell us more what happened.
So it was about 2 weeks ago. I actually got a message from someone who followed me on Instagram and TikTok and sent me a message going, hey, where is your TikTok? And I was like, what are you talking about? And so I opened it and I was completely banned without an explanation. I never had even had a video put on like suspension or anything. I sent a rebuttal. They said, nope, they were upholding it, wouldn't give me any of the data. All 64,000 of my followers are gone. I have no way of letting them know, like, hey, here's a new account. Like, it's just, and I originally was really mad. But at the same time, I was like, I must be doing something right.
You nailed it. When the elites, the globalists, you know how they work, where the few rule the many and censor us, you're obviously pumping out the truth. We're going to talk more about how to get people connected with you, but we're going to do as much as we can here at the Counterculture Ministry team to get your voice out to the masses. Keep pushing forward. They obviously want to shut you up, but it's not going to happen. What is happening to farmers around this country and the globe? It's really getting under my skin, girl. I love living on the land, watching my dad plow the fields, produce the crops in our hometown. This plot to depopulate the planet via food supply shortage makes my blood boil. What do you all talk on? How are you waking up people to what's going on with the farming community? And why did you start feeling the need to speak up about what's going on with small farms?
So the original need was, is I was constantly telling my kids, like, you need to speak up. You need to speak up whenever things just don't seem right. And at the same time, I had to look in the mirror going, wait, but you're not. Right? Because there's a part of you as an adult, you're like, we have to protect and make sure that, okay, we can provide for our family, that they can do eat, that they are not hurt in any way by what we say. But I was like, how can I continually tell my kids, speak up, and then not do it? And so I was actually at a grocery store and a woman, we were talking and she was like, you know, at least, you know, these prices aren't going to keep going up. And I was like, what? And it was spring. So at that point, our farm, we had already went up over 200% increase on fertilizer. Our seed prices had increased, you know, 30, 40%. Like, I already knew what we were paying out and how that inflation was already hurting our farm. And we do everything without loans. So for our farm, we don't have operating loans. So when that stuff happens, it comes directly out of how we eat, what clothes my kids get, if, you know, summer, like those things. And I tried to explain to her, like, you need to wake up. This isn't over. Here's what we're paying out. Here's what's going to happen. Gas prices are going up. Like, it's going to hit hard, I think, in October, November, December.
Yes.
And she's like, no, they're not going to take it. And I was just completely in shock that people were so lost at what was really going on. It actually took me back, because even living on the farm, like, and you live in a farm community, you talk about the same things and you're around the same people, but then you go out and it's almost like social media. You're shocked by what people don't know.
It blows my mind. And it's so all connected as well. The diesel fuel shortage, like I mentioned earlier, obviously if you have all the milk dumping last summer, I just wanted to bawl seeing that. We had a lot of drought supposedly happening because the elites are also controlling the weather, which is the whole series this week. You guys have to watch all four episodes. Let me tell you something. You'll be at the edge of your seat. Share this episode with the masses. Just go to counterculturemom.com. Click on these episodes. Share with everybody, because they're not getting the truth. The globalists decide what the majority of population is hearing. Milk dumping, crop food shortage. We had the COVID chaos causing a lot of farmers to go under. A lot of restaurants weren't open to get the meat from the cattle. Food prices skyrocketing in order to feed your cattle. It just all goes to the end result of us not having the food that we need on the store shelves. And I believe you're exactly right. This fall, early next year, we're going to see a big bomb blow up as a purposely done plan to cause major food shortage. Girl, can you tell us about your farm that you and your husband run? And how does that operate? How many acres, again, do you have? And do people help you with the farming? How do you do farming every day?
So our farming every day is done by just us. When we actually started our farm off of a CSA farm, which is community supported agriculture. So we would provide basically vegetable boxes and fruit boxes for our local community. They would come every single week and pick them up. We grew everything right here on the farm. We did everything, like everything was done by us. We got to the point where we had 1 point like 300 tomato plants, because we started growing for our local schools. And it got crazy. But I remember my husband saying, okay, we need to hire people. And I was like, no. Like, if we're going to do this, we're going to be self-sustainable. We're going to do it on our own. We had done everything on our own at that point. So I was like, no. So we just worked really hard. And then COVID happened. And they put a lot of restrictions on how we were allowed to do CSAs. And I remember actually getting a hold of, when everyone was struggling to find beef, we had beef, but then you couldn't get it into processing plants.
Yes.
They didn't have workers. Yes. And I remember getting hold of people going, hey, why don't we just for a moment, because in our state, you're not allowed to, like, we couldn't butcher it and then sell it to them, or we couldn't take it to a processing plant and we can't even bring it back to our farm and sell it. So when that was happening, I was like, hey, can we at least like take this off for a little bit? And basically I told like, no, we're only allowing people to go to grocery stores, basically Walmart, you know, your big box stores. And that's another part where I was just starting to wake up going, but I want to feed people. Like, I want to help people and you're not letting me. Something's going on. And I just started researching, and a lot of it just scared the heck out of me, to be totally honest. But our farm every single day runs just based on my husband, myself, and my three kids.
Thank you for all the work that you do. You're obviously connecting the dots. You're behind the scenes, so you see exactly how this works. Do you know why they're creating the laws, or who has a say on telling you you can't sell your own meat from your own property?
So there's a lot with the USDA, which if you start diving into the USDA and then actually the health department, depending upon the county you're in. So between those two entities, you have government up in craziness of it. And you look at what happened to the Amish farmer in Pennsylvania, right? Yep. You look at him and what he was doing. And literally these people understood the consequences of buying from him. Like, why are we not allowing people to make decisions for themselves? If a person comes to me and is like, hey, my family's hungry, I'm willing to pay this much. Like, go ahead. Like, I want to feed you. That is my job.
And the government doesn't want us fed. Mm-mm. For people that are new to the Amish man story, can you give us a little lowdown of what went on in your state there?
In Pennsylvania, actually, it was a state over, but he had a CSA farm, but it had like milk and beef all in it as well. And the health department basically got mad because with a CSA system, you're able to bypass that processing law that they have. Well, they didn't like it. As soon as he started feeding thousands of people, that's when they went in and they fined him, like, I don't remember the exact number. It was anywhere between $300,000 and $500,000 to his farm.
Okay, these people that got upset because he legally was selling meat off his property, mm-hmm. those people are eating, mm-hmm. most of them eating meat. Mm-hmm. It blows my mind, the hypocritical stuff going on where they want to clean off the masses. Everybody tuning in right now, you might be thinking, it's not that demonic. It's not that satanic of a plot. Yes, it is. The biggest thing, and I know most of the people tuning in right now, girl, they see what we've been talking about this program for the last year and a half. They're connecting the dots, or they've been doing research like myself for 20, 30 years. But there's a lot of people out there believing mainstream media lie and being brainwashed, not realizing that, yes, these people are that evil. They want to literally kill off the masses. Okay, going back to a little bit of a fun video now, because we need a little bit of a break. We're going to watch a short video of a day in the life of you, your family here down on the farm. Check this out, everybody.
Everything is better with some cows around. Living in town sometimes brings me down. Let me bestow this western blessing and share what I have found. May you always have cows around.
All right, we have to keep these cattle alive. Bring on the beef, man. My dad wouldn't let us get horses, so I would like ride cattle as a kid. I was nuts. All right, girl, we're going to be back to talk more about how and why the government is wanting to take over farming right after this.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Sorbo, and I want to introduce you to Equipping the Persecuted and their important work in Nigeria. The mission of Equipping the Persecuted is, as the name states, to equip our brothers and sisters in any way that we can. People in Nigeria are suffering at the hand of terrorists for their faith in Jesus. Sadly, very little is being done to create a lasting solution. That's where we step in. Our goal is to protect, rebuild, and strengthen families in both body and spirit. We are prepared with the resources necessary to respond after an attack. We provide medical aid, food, and a team to pray and comfort victims. Our persecuted brothers and sisters need your help. Take action today with a monthly gift of $20 or more at equippingthepersecuted.org. That's equippingthepersecuted.org. Thank you for your time.
Counterculture Ministries is able to pump out life-giving content each week on this program because of our faithful donors. Thank you if you're currently a partner with us. For anyone who is watching our show and is being helped in some way through this ministry, would you help us by jumping on board as a monthly donor? If everyone who tuned in each week could donate $5 a month, it would allow us to stay on the air. That's it, $5. To be transparent, we are growing faster than we can handle. But God, right? This is where the body of Christ joins forces. God told me back in May to say yes to any new opportunities to share His truth with the little time that we have left. You are helping us save humanity with the topics we address on this show. Since May, we have expanded to 600 radio stations nationwide on CSM, AFR, and Salem Radio, along with SiriusXM Family Talk Channel 131 that has 34 million paid subscribers. But with that comes airtime cost. I do not want us to not be able to reach the masses with this phenomenal info due to a lack of funds. Our overhead is $40,000 a month for production and airtime cost, and right now we have $15,000 coming in from monthly partners and sponsors. We need your help. If you love what we're doing, our ministry team is asking that you partner with us by heading over to our website at counterculturemom.com and click on the pink donate button at the top of the page. It's a tax write-off and any amount helps. And we're hoping our audience family can do at least $5 a month, and if that happens, the needs of this program will be met. As a thank you, we're giving any new monthly partners a free download of the Hollywood Exposed 4-hour series, which gives an in-depth look at today's pop culture and how to create a healthy media diet in the home. Your download will be emailed to you in early November. Thank you for jumping on board to help us keep and spread this message even further. Time is short. Let's do this. If we don't stand up for our farmer's girl, where's this all going to end, and what is the government's goal with destroying farms?
Honestly, I think if you don't start supporting local farms and supporting the policies that help local farms get you food, I think you're definitely in line for, you know, we already make sure our cattle are put in their middle pasture so it's not near a road. You're going to start looking at cities where they can't get food. They're going to start moving out of cities and coming out and just trying to take things. And then you have just it. My husband calls it pirate rules. You're going to have people who are hungry and they're going to do anything possible. And you're going to have people who have the food. We're going to do anything possible to keep it. And that's unfortunately what I think. If we kill off each other, they don't have to do it.
I think you hit the nail on the head. And I'm surprised I can sleep at night, because I think you and I are cut from the same cloth with seeing ahead of time what will unravel if we don't stick together right now and fight the globalists. You're absolutely correct. What blows my mind, it comes down to an image, and we tracked you down. Our team got a hold of you. Thank you for saying yes and jumping on this program. Absolutely phenomenal info. There was a chilling video of cattle in Kansas that dropped dead within a matter of seconds. The news media, run by George Soros and his evil cohorts, said that it was drought, a heat wave. I grew up on a farm where it was over 100 degrees, okay? We didn't have 300 cattle drop dead in 3 seconds. We're not gonna dig in deep about what we think happened here, but you can see from the footage, just horrific. And this picture, when I was looking at this morning, I seriously thought I was gonna start crying. Any last words of advice to encourage us to join forces so we don't land up in what you just talked about as the end result that they want?
Question everything. Ooh. Question, ask why. When you stop asking why, that's when they have control. Honestly, if people would ask why a lot more, they might be surprised at what they found out. Why are they forcing this down our throats? Why are they pushing this agenda? Why are they pushing this in our schools? And you keep asking why, and you'll be surprised at where it actually leads. I think a lot of people have just gotten used to just being fed versus figuring out how to feed themselves.
Absolutely. Don't go anywhere. We're going to have people learn how they can connect with you right after this message from our dear sponsors.
The only way we can truly make America great again is by investing in America first. Cortez Wealth Management provides American-based investment opportunities so you can rest assured that your funds are supporting businesses that you value. Are your investments aligned with your beliefs? Are you unknowingly supporting Chinese companies? Do you know if you hold ESG investments? We will help you answer these critical questions and more. Our professionals provide a strategic planning process in our America First retirement plan that is uniquely tailored to meet your goals and objectives. With our competitive fees and personalized service, you will get the best possible protection and security on your investment while also supporting policies and products you believe in. Call Cortez Wealth Management now at 813-448-3446 or visit AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com and schedule an appointment with us today. That's AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Have peace of mind that when you retire, you will enjoy your golden years.
The public education system is a burning building, but our children don't have to be trapped in the flames of anti-God, anti-American, and anti-freedom agendas. Rescue your children today. My Father's World can help. With a Bible-centered complete curriculum for preschool through high school, My Father's World returns the focus to God, family, community, and patriotism. Join the nearly 250,000 families who have already escaped public education through homeschooling. My Father's World can also help you bring real education reform to your community with a micro school or Christian school. Visit mfwbooks.com/Fortina or scan the QR code for more information and get your special offer. That's mfwbooks.com/4Tina for homeschool, micro school, and preschool. My Father's World is your solution.
All right, Holly, we've got to follow you on Instagram for content about faith, family, farming, fitness, freedom. I like those Fs. So you have an Instagram account. Let us know, where can we get a hold of you? It's Holly_faithfit.
Yes, that awesome. Is my Instagram account.
And this baby is hot. You have a lot of great content on here. They didn't take this down. We're going to be praying that they don't touch it. Can you tell us what info you pump out on your fantastic Instagram account?
The Instagram account is definitely more fitness based, I would say. But at the same time, now that they've taken my TikTok, I have definitely started pushing more towards speaking out on the farming side of everything going on. They suspend certain ones. Instagram suspends my accounts a lot faster than TikTok did.
Oh, that's nuts.
So just trying to pump out the information as much as humanly possible and just deal with the consequences afterwards, I guess, at this point.
All right, everybody, go right now to her Instagram. Once again, it'll be in the show notes at counterculturemom.com. Watch this episode, watch all 4 episodes, but this episode you must share with the masses, and then check out her Instagram once again at Holly_faithfit and share it with everybody you know. Let's blast this to the masses and get as much content as possible in everyone's brains before they start censoring all of us all over the place. I love steak. I just had a fantastic steak this last weekend on a mini getaway trip with my husband. And as I'm eating it, I'm like, Lord, let this be not my last steak I ever taste. Let me see cows roaming the fields from coast to coast for the rest of the time that we're on God's green earth. You're doing a fantastic job farming, being a mother, keeping us fit and trim. I wish you all the best. And please, I'm not kidding you, think about how you can start a farming TV series. I think you'd have a lot of people that would watch it. So not that you don't have, you know, you have extra time on your hands, but if you do, I don't care if it's a midnight series, girl, get that info out to the masses. Keep up the excellent work.
I am going to have to think about that. I've never actually thought about it. I'm going to have to think about it.